You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
The rising cost of childcare is making life tough for many Utah families.
KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera takes a look at the latest numbers showing childcare costs in Utah are rising faster than inflation.
That difference in childcare cost is 4.4% according to the Bureau. The reality is pre-K educators and workers face the same wage issues many grade school teachers do, with Utah's child care providers averaging $33,000 annually.
Unfortunately, where some people call child care centers glorified babysitters, but they actually have teachers with knowledge around child development.
That was Sarah Robotham, a child care center director, who, like most at her daycare, hold a degree in early childhood development. But like many educators, the passion for the kids outweighs the industry's challenges when it comes to compensation. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Senators will be sworn in as jurors today in the impeachment case against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, but Democratic leaders say the hearing will likely be short. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says Democrats need to take this impeachment seriously.
The Senate has a clear obligation under the Constitution and 200 years of precedent. We need to hold a trial. We need to allow the managers to present the evidence, and then every one of us who is following the law should convict and remove Alejandro Mayorkas.
The Democratic-controlled Senate expected to dismiss the charges quickly.
Senators Mike Lee and Mitt Romney are also speaking out about the impeachment trial of Secretary Mayorkas.
Senator Mike Lee has been pressuring Senate leadership to take up a trial against Secretary Mayorkas for weeks.
Senate Democrats want to avoid even examining the evidence presented against Mayorkas. We should not be going about business as usual.
Senator Mitt Romney has also sparred with Mayorkas for years.
We have the secretary responsible for securing our border and our immigration system who doesn't recognize these charts as being a problem.
But he's changed his stance on the impeachment issue. 2 weeks ago, Romney was against a trial and called Mayorkas, quote, the wrong target. But yesterday he told Politico he wants at least some debate in a committee or the entire Senate. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Speaking of Mitt Romney, the Senate candidates vying for his seat are forking over a lot of money ahead of this month's state conventions. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson begins our team coverage.
Senate candidates are raising money or loaning themselves funds to get their names out there in this highly competitive race. Filings from the Federal Election Commission this week reveal some of the top dollar earners so far. Former State House Speaker Brad Wilson has made about $4.8 million, including a large loan from himself. Congressman John Curtis has raised about $3 million, including money left over from his former congressional bid. And Attorney Brent Hatch, son of Utah's longest-serving Senator Orrin Hatch, has collected about $1.2 million for his campaign.
The University of Utah's Hinckley Institute of Politics reports the amount of money being spent this year is more than usual, which indicates a highly competitive race.
Utah's open Senate seat is also attracting a lot of out-of-state money and political attack ads. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit continues our team coverage.
The Hometown Freedom Action Network has some pretty choice words for Representative John Curtis and Riverton Mayor Trent Staggs. Both men are running for the Senate, and the PACs spending big to question their loyalty to former President Donald Trump. Specifically, they went after Curtis's hesitation to vote for Trump back in 2016, and Staggs' support for Ron DeSantis back in the early part of this year's election. In response, Staggs tells the Deseret News convention delegates, quote, see through D.C. dark money PACs, study, and search for the truth, close quote. Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic, Andy, still stacking up on the south end.
Yeah, well, that's actually down around Draper, and so if you're heading up over Point of the Mountain, you've got some brake lights between Bluffdale and Bangor. But we've also got what looks like a crash on the left shoulder on North 15 going from Linden to Pleasant Grove, and so the slowdowns from that start around 800 North Orem and clear up just before you get to Pleasant Grove. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Provo police are trying to find the driver of a car that was caught on video going airborne and hitting two other cars. KS on his radio's Adam Small has more.
A dental business near 130 East and 500 North in Provo sent KSL what their surveillance cameras caught a week and a half ago. You can see a white car enter a parking lot where it goes airborne, first standing on its front bumper before spinning around and landing on two parked cars. Provo police say before this happened, they tried to pull the car over, but it took off. You can find the video and more information about the suspect still at large on KSLNewsRadio.com. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A man in Saratoga Springs says he was shocked when he checked his home surveillance cameras after hearing a strange noise in the night and then watched a would-be burglar try to break into his home for half an hour. KSL TV's Andrew Adams is following the story.
The doorbell camera gave the best view of the guy, but no further insight into why. From there, Saratoga Springs police tell KSL the man broke into a car across the street.
The homeowner says he doesn't know why the stranger stuck around for so long, but he's glad the suspect wasn't able to get in through any of the windows when he pulled out the screens.
Researchers are trying to learn more about what they call accelerated aging and if it's causing early onset cancers.
That's the conclusion of an abstract presented at the annual meeting of the American Association for Cancer Research. But an investigator with the Huntsman Cancer Institute says those findings may be premature.
Their conclusions for the results and the information that they have in the abstract make sense to me. They look correct, but I don't think I would jump the gun and say, oh, it's accelerated aging that's really causing early onset cancers. We really need to do a lot more investigation before we can draw that conclusion.
Dr. Sheetal Hardikar says the research for this only involved people in Great Britain, so additional research needs to be done using a more ethnically diverse group of people. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.